blown in your face. No coffee.
I'm John.
I'm Axel.
Welcome to the Doobies Bakery.
Oh, he threw a Doobies in there.
We are the Doobies Bakery.
I know. I just got so used to that, our usual beginning. So what's up, John? Haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah. It's been a while. Thanks for hanging in there with us, audience, though.
It was great because I had a long time to like generate like topics and stories for everyone to hear.
Yeah, it was a nice little vacation.
This first one, though, like that jumped out at me, I just had to like start with, policeman arrests a pothead. Now, that sounds just like everyday stuff, but whatever. A police pig, as I like to call him, arrested a man in a convenience store after noticing a bag of weed stuck to his forehead.
Okay, now hang on. You said police pig?
Yeah, I that wasn't in the article. I inserted that. But I like police, but, you know.
Yeah, all right. I just have to say that
because it's a...
It's your endearing term.
It's kind of like a pothead thing, you know, like, you arrest him just for pot, so... Pig, blah blah blah. I'm sorry, policeman. Like, if they help protect me, they're perfect. But
so the police, he arrested
can't wait
the guy
for Dr.
with a
K to be on
bag
the next
of
episode.
Weed with a bag of weed taped to his head.
Yeah, but he was spotted walking away from the toilets and like looking in his baseball hat, and the police just like walked up to him and saw it on his forehead. And so, what do you think the moral of this story is, really?
Have a mirror.
Have a mirror.
No. I'm wondering why this guy has a bag of weed on his head.
Like, they say it's not uncommon for people to store drugs inside the sweatband of baseball caps. You wear a lot of hats. You're wearing one right now.
I am, as a matter of fact.
You know,
and I do have drugs in there.
Do you? That's what I'm saying. Like when I wear hats, I sometimes put it in there. And evidently, that's what this guy did.
That's such a bust.
And it was right on his forehead, and he couldn't find it.
But
and he got arrested.
So was it attached to his forehead via the cap, like the cap was holding it against
sounds
his
like
forehead?
It was a sweat thing. Okay. That's what it sounds like, because the article said he was like looking in his cap. He looked all like confused, like he couldn't find it because it was on his forehead.
He must have just smoked.
I think he did. I totally think he did. That's exactly what happened. Right. You just get in that state of like panic, like, and especially you can't find it, and then...
And they arrested him because he was such a dumb shit. Otherwise, they would have just given him a ticket and let him go.
Yeah, I mean,
people like that need to be taken off the street.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Round them all up.
Yeah, thin the gene pool a bit.
But yeah, that was just what I that just jumped out at me like early on, and all my like articles. Just that was like the shortest little one, but like pissed me off the most.
How much would it take for you to reach into a toilet?
$50 bill.
A $50 bill in a toilet?
Well,
that's
wait,
not
wait,
bad.
Wait. Toilet. That's it. Clean, flushed toilet? Yeah. Flush toilet? Jeez. $10, possibly? Like, when you say toilet, I'm imagining pee or something.
I'm imagining a strange restaurant where you have just taken a shit or taken a piss, and you're standing up, and money drops out of your pocket or your shirt or whatever you're doing into the toilet.
Oh, fuck. I see what you're saying.
Your own shit or piss, though?
Yes, absolutely.
And your own money.
And I think, you know what, it should be clarified. Is it piss or is it shit?
Yeah.
The article is not specific. I don't think the man involved wanted to go into those details.
It was shit then.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Was shit then. God.
Well, in Ukraine, it took a man the equivalent of $24 to reach in and grab it.
Low ball.
So, yeah, exactly.
That's a bit of a low ball, yeah.
And while he was trying to grab it, his arm got lodged in the toilet.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah, even
awesome.
Better, right?
Oh, fuck.
Fantastic.
It took emergency workers 3 hours.
How?
And a pair of shears to get him out of there.
How does this happen? How does this happen to people?
Not for $24, it doesn't happen.
Of course. It wouldn't happen.
I
have
no idea how
anywhere.
Badly he needed that $24.
How deep in there was it to get lodged?
Oh, I'm guessing elbow was... I'm guessing his elbow was stuck probably right about at the bottom where you lose track of your shit.
Why?
When
how far did that money travel?
Is this change? $24 in change? You shat
out. He must
out.
Have like accidentally flushed it or something.
And you know what the worst part is? He didn't get the money.
Oh.
Yeah, he flushed it.
That is a horrible story.
You're welcome.
That is a horrible, sad ending, even.
Brought to you by John.
There you go.
Okay, I got a story here about hybrid cars. Do you guys you ever intend to like own an electric car?
No.
I'm not opposed to it.
In the whole future of John? Whole future of Frankie, never?
No.
I see.
If it comes across my path, why not?
Well, like the engines of these hybrid cars, they're silent now. They reduce air pollution and they reduce air and noise pollution with their silent motors. But now safety experts worry that this poses a threat to pedestrians everywhere.
To the blind?
And to the blind. Yeah, I thought right. that too. And so they want car companies to supply a digitally enhanced room. Like, this would lead the way to, like, car tones. Like, cell phone tones. You can choose the tone your car makes.
Wow.
You got your hybrid just making some stupid fake car noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, can I go outside the box and incorporate music?
I mean, it just says car tones, like choose your own tones. But I would already think that would be illegal. Like, what if some rapper or someone, a rap enthusiast, wanted like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck, as their noise? I don't know. Like, that can't be illegal.
Yeah, so
there
yeah,
has to be
yeah.
restrictions
yeah.
on music and stuff.
Of course, that's like anything else with PAs in the cars. You can't. You can have a PA in your car. You just can't, you know, yell fuck across it.
Well, like, is this really valid though? Too like to need this because. I don't know. Can't you just have a horn?
The blind would think so.
Just be like, beep, beep.
See, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to turn into like a music coming across the car tone speakers or anything like that. Because then you wouldn't really, like, you would hear the music coming at you, but you wouldn't say, oh, that's a car. You know?
You just hear something.
Yeah. It's like, who knows what's going on there? It could be somebody down the street with a good system. They could be 2 inches away from you in like a 86 Corolla or something.
Still don't necessarily know it's them.
It's got to be a car tone.
Or, you're right.
What the F's the point? Nah. Then we're just all running around with PA systems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nonsense.
Baller.
Nonsense.
The Fisker Karma, an $87,000 hybrid, will emit a sound that is described as a mix between a Formula One car and a Starship.
Well,
since we don't have Starships, what the hell is a Starship sound like?
I have
like,
the
which,
same
which,
question, actually. You know, like, how do they know what
which sci-fi
like?
Series are we picking this from?
What does that mean? I'm hoping track, but even then, like, what does that really sound like, a starship?
Shoom. I hate that blurry bullshit.
Maybe a lightsaber noise, like... Yeah, you're way better. You're right. I
you
did,
do
like,
that real quick,
to
sound like
noises.
Jaws.
What?
And do it real quick, you sound like Jaws.
You'd be good at the oboe. The Australian instrument.
Hey, did you hear about the Gaza Zoo zebras?
No, I didn't even know they had a zoo there.
Yeah, apparently it is one of the biggest tourist attractions in Gaza. It draws a lot of people.
Is that the Gaza Strip?
The Gaza Strip Mall.
I see.
Yeah, brought to you by Circle K. No, so... It's like a ray of sunshine in a whole city of dirt. It's awesome.
It's good. Wow. Okay.
Hard-hitting commentary by John.
That's what the article made it sound
like.
Did
you learn nothing in the international episode?
This place is awesome. Pulls a lot of money. Just a good place for the city.
Uh-huh.
And they had a pair of zebras.
At the zoo?
Yeah, due to some... I don't know what faction, I don't know who, but there was some sort of occupation that led to the death of the zebras. They starved to death, pretty much.
Oh,
shitty. I know, right?
Oh,
that's a bummer.
These zebras starved to death in the zoo?
Yes.
Because of some evil faction within that zoo against these zebras?
I don't like it.
If so, that sucks. I'm just saying, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
Did it go that far? Or did Axel go a little crazy?
No, I'm just saying the article. Yeah. Articles are always like funny, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. Well, they don't want to divulge all this shit. But, anyways. Yeah.
The zoo drama.
So their zebras died. And it's such an exotic animal for them. They're like, fuck. What are we going to do? We need zebras. So they picked out a pair of donkeys. Hired an artist from the town.
Oh, fantastic.
And he painted them black and white up to look like zebras.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Now, the fact that this came out leads me to believe it didn't work out.
Yeah, well, seriously. In fact, that's a story. Anyway.
Because if you have fake zebras and no one knows, it never right. becomes an article.
This whole thing was shifty to begin with. There was like a murder of previous zebras. Now they're covering it up with fake zebras.
This is going to be like Dan Brown's next book, man. What happened to the zebras?
It's kind of an interesting story, actually. It's like mafioso status. Bet you there's some like Gaza Strip strip mall like mafia.
Gaza Strip
syndicate.
Mall mafia?
Some syndicate going down there.
Anti-zebra syndicate.
Is that a laser on your forehead?
Did you guys see the... I saw some video online of a... It was a Asian prank. You know those Asian pranks. They always...
extreme.
Yeah, way extreme.
I should say, yeah.
And some guy walks into a portable building for a job interview. He's all suited up and... And he sits down. He's really talking with people, hammering out stuff, passing
job
papers.
Interview?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's a job interview, but it looks real official. Like, you know, he showed up to do business.
Okay. Real business-like.
Yeah. Okay. And then all of a sudden, the windows start breaking, and people start dying. Like bullet holes, like pink, pink. And a guy across the room gets taken out. It's a prank.
Wow.
And they
so
like
the guy doesn't know it. Like, I see. Okay.
So they're shooting the place up, and the guy is freaking out.
Yeah.
Freaking out. And so they have cops come in and try to pull him up and like redeem himself. Come on, be an action hero. And he's curled up on the ground crying.
You know, this is how you can tell there's too many people in Asia.
Yeah.
Is when for a prank they shoot up a room full of people.
No, life
is no longer sacred because there's just too much of it over there.
Where was this again?
This was in, I don't know. It's some Asian country. I imagine Japan or probably Japan.
They got a good sense of humor over there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because,
I had a topic about China and I was like, dang, I can totally link it.
But totally now you can't.
I could have linked it, yeah.
So I can't even talk about it.
You didn't have to call yourself out.
Nah. I was there. I was like, damn, I totally say China.
So we'll talk about that later.
Japan. Does this show have a producer? Someone can keep this under wraps.
But did you know, in China, though, that they created an artificial black hole?
What? Oh. All right, define black hole.
All right, John. Jeez, okay. It's an 8.5-inch disc that absorbs all the electromagnetic radiation thrown at it.
Doesn't a black hole absorb everything thrown at it?
This absorbs all the radiation in it, like light, fuel, and stuff. So matter, no, it doesn't. Oh, so this is how they're defining black hole. I admit, it's not like a gravity-fueled thing. Because normal black holes are fueled by the extreme gravity of a collapsing star.
Okay.
But this is not that.
So it absorbs what kind of radiation? Just all radiations?
Yeah, like light and like ultraviolet and all that.
That's incredible.
Basically.
How'd they do it?
It uses the geometry of metamaterials to lock up light for good. It's like the metamaterial resonators affect magnetic properties of passing light, and it basically bends the beams to the center of the disk. So it really does like absorb like light, like bend it and stuff. But it's bending light and everything in like the spectrum toward it.
Do you know what a metamaterial is?
I didn't click that link. I know. Like, actually, seriously, as I was rereading it right before the show, I was like, metamaterial. I wonder what that... This is, like, ingenious stuff. Like, I got more about it, though. Like, these black, like, hole disk things, they don't destroy the energy. They don't destroy the energy. They just, like, trap the light, and so they emit heat. And so if they can use that for solar panels, actually, to, like, beef up solar panels. Like, because normal solar panels now absorb... just solar light, but these could absorb all the lights. I mean, all the spectrum.
All the energy.
Yeah, basically, it would just boost the energy so much.
So, is it practical? Is it
so far? Like, no one like got sucked in. Like you said, like it doesn't seem to absorb matter. It just seems to absorb energy, and then just emits heat, and then they can transfer that heat into energy again.
Now, did you come to the conclusion that it was good for solar panels, or did you read that in the article?
The way they like portrayed it, it did make sense. Like, if it's doing everything it says it is, then yeah, like, because if a solar panel is just absorbing from the sun, so it's just that light, just visible light, right? Isn't that what it is? Versus this metamaterial stuff now absorbs everything, even stuff we can't see. So it just would boost the energy efficiency, I would say, at least, of solar panels.
Wow.
And just probably for the... So basically, that's something to look forward to in the future. Just to have more energy probably around. If they get this off the ground.
So,
it's probably expensive.
It's very interesting. It's expensive. It sounds like the darkest material in the world. You know what I mean? It just absorbs everything around it. All light.
Yeah, no, like it traps it.
Is it
in, like,
powered by something? Is it powered?
I don't know. Now I'm wondering how it could be powered. Like, yeah, do you plug it in? Like, they showed the disc, and it was just like this disc on like pedestal.
Well, wow.
But yeah, it was interesting enough. Like, so look for it.
Yeah, that is very interesting. But you know what? I bet they'd use to patch up holes in that whole system.
What?
It's nuclear grade duct tape.
Really?
Yeah. 3M, the leading maker of duct tapes, has put out a Performance Plus duct tape.
Yeah.
And it's designed for use in nuclear power plants.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And you and me can buy it at any regular hardware store for $14 a roll. But
It's nuclear grade, so it can withstand nuclear radiation.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Here's why they call it nuclear grade.
Duct tape, it's Frankie, throw them in like a reactor.
Yeah, that'd be a cool prank. We could just shoot up all the people in this room.
Maybe
they dig that in Japan.
It reflects radiation, so maybe you'd be fine. Maybe that's the only way to save your life.
Huh.
This is the duct tape you.
You're right.
It's like a shield. Possibly.
You know, I appreciate you being, so unselfish that you would do it to me first instead of yourself. Save yourself from the radiation that's surely killing me right now.
You're right. That is selfish. I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, here's what makes it nuclear grade. It's stronger than the original. It leaves no residue when pulled off. And it can withstand up to 200 degrees. Of thermal.
Wow. 200 degrees.
It didn't say whether it was Kelvin or centigrade.
Degree, like, doesn't an oven go to, is that, am I thinking wrong? 200 degrees Kelvin? I see.
Yeah, you can.
Fahrenheit? Well, if Fahrenheit goes in an oven, like, you can get to 450 in an oven, so that means a nuclear reactor's not putting off that much heat. I thought it put off a lot of heat.
Well,
I don't think you're supposed to put it in the reactor.
Yeah, exactly. But. If you're patching your nuclear reactor with duct tape, you're in trouble. The whole town's in trouble.
I want that tape. You know what tape I like is that black electrical tape.
I dig that.
I don't know.
Although this sounds solid. This could be the next big thing in tape because it's like duct tape that doesn't leave the residue.
Makes me wonder if you could rip it with your mouth.
So strong.
Yeah.
Oh, like bite it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just rip it off.
Yeah, you're right. You know, for some reason, nobody uses scissors for duct tape. Everybody turns into Rambo all of a sudden.
I kind of like using scissors, but the scissors get all gunky, so you have to like clean the scissors, so it's kind of a pain.
Maybe this one won't. It doesn't leave residue, Axel.
Yeah, you're right. Scissors.
We could go back to scissors.
I'm down. Like, I've been wanting to lead the revolution forever. But
the applications are endless.
Yeah,
they really are. $14 a roll, local hardware store. Get some.
Worth it. Damn it. I just found a Japanese topic I had.
It's going to be one of those
episodes. You're telling the wrong people at the wrong time.
I know. But I was reading about an unusual Japanese restaurant. It's called the Kashiwa Mystery Cafe.
Oh.
Okay.
Mysterious.
I know. Very mysterious. Okay, and here's the whole gimmick. You get what the person before you ordered. The next person gets what you ordered.
I would never go there.
What?
I would never go there.
You don't like that idea already?
No.
Oh, why?
I'm a finicky eater, anyways, and I don't want
to. You don't want
to. I would. I know me. I would order the weirdest shit for the guy behind me.
Wow.
I want the squid eyes and the ox balls.
A store policy is to be nice to customers.
Yeah. What the F, John?
What?
This could be revolutionary and assholes like you.
And there's no buying twice in a row either, so you can't like set it up with your friends usually. You can't like buy twice. But you're supposed to like be respectful and stuff. And but my thought is I don't have no idea what the first customer of the day gets.
Better not be hungry.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm hoping they just choose for you.
I bet you get that honor if you're the first person in line.
Free drink.
Oh, no, hang on. Someone want to reiterate?
Yeah. go bakery. For it. She said you get with the last person or the last night ordered.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Touche. It's like a puzzle, but nobody knows. Yeah,
it's like a chicken and an egg thing.
It's really not.
Did you guys hear about the lottery winner in Ohio? Damn. You know, people are winning the lottery all over the place and making tons of money in this time of depression.
Never happens to me, but yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I know. Bastards. But yeah.
Who's making money right now?
A lady in Columbus, Ohio won the lottery and was picked up by a limo at her house. And she drove to the closest Burlington coat factory, walked in and said, "Hey, everybody, coats on me up to $500.
Wow.
Yeah, what a generous person.
That was neat.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, did that backfire?
Do you feel it? She even writes a check for someone's rent instead of giving a coat.
Wow.
She's that generous. And so people start calling their friends and family to come down to the store and, like, cash in on this deal. Come
on. Yeah,
Everybody's coming to the store.
Come on.
And the store's like, fuck yeah, bring them on, you know.
Bring them.
As long as this chick pays up, we're fine.
Endless tab, man.
Buying frenzy.
And so she bounces and goes to the bank.
Yeah.
And by that time, everybody has called their family and they're all at the store waiting for they've all got their purchases ready and everyone's rung up and we're just waiting for the tab for the lady.
Yeah.
She went to the bank. She's going to get a pack of grits. She'll be back. She went to go get beer. She'll be back.
She'll be back.
Well, people get tired of waiting for her because she doesn't come back for a while.
She got pulled over.
So they start a riot.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they fuck up the store. The police are called. Tear gas. Riot suits.
Wow.
Holy
shit.
So she gets to the bank and the limo driver discovers she has no money. It was all a big prank.
It was a prank.
Yeah, all of it. All of it was a big prank.
Oh, my God. And it caused... I'd be outraged.
Oh, yeah.
I'd join that. I bet you they got coats, those people. The riot means they ran out with the coats and
now,
everything.
Now, was she pranking them? Or did somebody prank her into thinking she had the winning ticket?
No, she was pranking everybody.
Oh, she pulled that?
She pulled
absolutely.
Wow. Did she get away with it?
She went to jail for it.
Oh, well, she didn't kill anybody, but, you know, still quite a prank.
How long did you go to jail for that for? That's funny. Kind of. It's everyone else's fault.
Why? Why is that everyone else's fault?
She didn't start a riot.
They started a riot.
Well,
she just talked. She just said words. And they destroyed property.
No. See, it's the same thing. If I walk into a movie theater and yell fire and all these guys run out and they damage a bunch of seats, you know what I mean? It's my fault. I caused that damage.
I see. So Lotto, it means fire now.
Lotto, yeah.
This rule is expanding. You won't be able to yell anything anymore.
What is it? You're supposed to yell fire instead of rape if you're actually getting raped? Did you guys hear about that?
I've heard about that too, yeah, because no one like...
No one wants to respond to a rape call?
No one responds to help is what it is. Like, so you say fire because everyone like wants to see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Basically. No, did you know drink coasters can test for date rape drugs?
Oh, drink coasters?
Yeah, coasters for like at bars and stuff.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's sad that we even need them, though, but it's in several Texas bars, so I guess it's a real problem there. But it's already helped prevent incidents. Like, if you just suspect your drink is spiked, there's just a little two-colored dots on the side of the coaster.
Mm-hmm.
You just dip, you know, a little bit of the drink into it, and if it changes color, that means there's, like, a foreign substance, basically.
That's fucking cool.
It could test for GHB and ketamine.
Huh. I wonder if anything else sets it off. Like, if you have to limit the drinks because of the coasters.
What do you mean? Like just like, different drugs?
Or? Like, I can't make this drink with poppy seeds in it because...
Well, but it sounds like it's only testing for two things.
I guess it tests for the most popular ones. Like, it interchanged. It was like, it would test for foreign substances, and then it says test... And then it said tested for the most popular. So, by saying it tested for the most popular, that doesn't like necessarily say it doesn't test for other stuff as well.
See, as I say, I bet they coat it with a substance that tests for multiple things instead of just one. Like instead of those just main two, I'm thinking it would test for like cocaine and any sort of.
Yeah, but when you go to a bar, I mean, how many drinks are being made with like cocaine and opiates and all?
That's the whole point. Like you got to test it. Like you test it, and like something's like fishy here. Like someone just handed me this thing. That's the whole point. You're supposed to like go to the bar and like.
Well, right. I'm just saying, if you have that stuff in your drink, yeah. you got caught. You know, it's not like there's the legal version of the, you know, liquid cocaine.
But it's totally helping. Like, for it's reals. Like evidence, too. It's like instant evidence and like, people going to jail. So it's like making a difference. And there's even like signposted like outside the doors, like warning people that there's like these coasters now. Which I don't even
warning
like.
People. Exactly. Well, you know what? Actually, here's why that's not a bad thing. They just reaction. Won't do it, you know.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
what you're aiming for. You're not, you know.
Yeah.
You're not trying to get people to be like, yeah, you know what? We don't test for your, you know, date rape stuff, yeah. and then they come in and they actually are testing.
Yeah.
They just say we test. You can't date rape anybody here.
Yeah.
And then you know, whatever like, chick you're going out with says she wants to go there because she knows that you can't date rape her.
Yeah.
You know? I like
no,
that. It is.
It's like no,
it's a popular bar.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Like it just kind of like, you know, it just kind of like sucks for women that has to like occur, but like totally like I understand like why. It has
are
to
these
happen.
In testing phases or can we buy them now? What? Can I go out and buy a ton of these?
No, it exists buy in these bars already.
Place? I don't see how that's going to help.
It exists in bars now. So yeah,
just I'm curious.
Sure just,
for the bar.
I'm sure there's a supplier somewhere. You can get
ah.
it costs the bar like a little bit of money actually. Like,
oh yeah,
it's like 40 cents per thing or something.
Oh, that's not bad.
But seriously, disposable, like you said, though. Like 40 cents versus like the safety feeling that everyone would have, like going there.
Yeah,
you know. So,
you know what's pissing me off?
Oh, can't imagine.
What?
Please and thank yous.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did please and thank yous go?
Yeah, I wonder that.
I don't remember what spawned this in my head, but it was just. Someone didn't say thank you or please, and it was just like, you motherfucker.
Please, tell me more.
I have it all written down here, and it's very angry writing, I can tell.
Yeah.
there are two simple words. Uh-huh. There's no other undertone to it besides thank you and please. There's no politics involved in thank you and please.
Yeah.
There's no religion involved in thank you and please.
No.
There's no racial there's no racial tension involved in thank you and please.
Here. Yeah.
Just fucking plain manners.
Just use
how
it.
Polite are you?
I'm fucking polite. Thank
there you,
you.
Go.
I'm really, really polite.
See?
Really polite.
Yeah. You are very polite.
Sickeningly sweet.
That's what it was.
Please.
Like a handful of sugar.
I was at one of those.
Thank you.
I was at one of those theme park Halloween things, and someone asked me for a cigarette, and I looked at him, and I was like, what do you say? He goes, please.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow, he gave
nice.
It to us.
Yeah. Of course.
Man, oh, man.
And perfect. He said, thank you.
Starting the revolution.
Good, I'm glad. Because, yeah, if he was a dick, you would have said no, right?
Exactly.
Perfect.
I had someone be a dick to me once. They're like, what? Like, what do you say? What's the magic word?
I just wanted a cigarette.
Well, yeah,
like
what do you say?
You're just trying to educate the masses, and, you know, you come off sounding like an asshole just for, you know, requiring a please.
Story of my life.
I actually, you know, threw out an idea for a law that says if I hold the door open for you and you don't say thank you, I get to stab you right in the kidney.
Yeah. I agree.
If Frankie was king.
Hey, I threw it out there. We king. Had like a whole, you know, thing about it on Unrestrained Radio and it was, you know.
I know.
It wasn't well received. I was surprised. But
really?
Yeah, I'm just trying to change the world.
Dude, okay. I appreciate it's, that.
No, yeah. That's very polite.
Right?
Please do that more.
And thank you'll you know the that. People who are assholes because they have like all the bandages on the kidney.
They're walking with a limp.
Yeah.
Like when in doubt too, I open that door. Like if it's so long, I'm like, oh shit, should I open the door? Should I not? I'll just do it. I'll just leave it open and stuff. But you know what pisses me off actually?
What's up?
Diet soda. That shit pisses me off. I'm like, why the fuck drink it? Like seriously, like I was at a friend's house and Mr. E and Chrissy. And she was like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of sodas in the fridge and help yourself.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, great. And then as I'm like on the way there, she's like, oh, by the way, everything in there's diet. So I go, oh, okay. So I will never have drinks here ever in my life because diet is just fucking gross. And I can't imagine why anyone likes it. And just drink half a fucking regular Coke, pussy.
No,
frankly.
It's like smoking half a cigarette.
What?
I'm not going to smoke half a cigarette.
You're sacrificing taste. Like, you're like, have to get, like, I got used to it after 6 months of drinking it. What? Just drink
what's the
point? Drink the Coke that tastes instantly great.
That's what
like, you have to get
off.
Used to it. Like, diet stuff in general pisses me off because there's more chemicals in there that are going to fuck you up better than your supposedly good stuff. Like, 100 calorie packs, that shit pisses me off too. That's not a snack. You're going to eat like 10 of those.
I've had those, and they're just wafers. They're just frosted wafers.
They're just lame excuses for food. Yeah. Just eat food.
All right. Well, next time, be sure to join us when we have Dr. K in
Dr. K's special guest.
Yes.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
He's going to be talking about insects and the bee situation presently.
And really?
He's brought a couple other subjects, such as the Large Hadron Collider.
Ooh, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, yeah. So you can find us on thedubiousbakery.com and openflynetwork.com.
And check out our Facebook. Just search Dubious Bakers and add us as a friend. And if you have a topic, just suggest it on our wall and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we also have a Twitter and a shitty MySpace.
Yeah, those are generating and the ball is rolling. So yes. Add us there as well.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, have a good one. My golden dimes run up on your set, all black gear. We letting them have it for the money and the weed and bird. My golden dimes run up on your set, all black gear. We letting them have it for the money and the weed and bird. The weed and bird. The weed and bird. The weed and bird. Okay. The weed and bird. The weed and bird. The weed and bird. We letting them have it for the money and the weed and bird. Hey guys, for more shows like this, go visit openflynetwork.com.